Alhamdulillah, another medium that the Islamic Dawah Academy uses in order to impart the teachings of the Islam is through publications and literature. The Islamic Dawah Academy has produced numerous booklets, numerous leaflets, and on a regular basis continues to produce booklets and leaflets which are relevant to the Muslim Ummah today. They touch upon topics that are impacting many of the Muslims today. Our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah has written leaflets and booklets on many issues that many people have concerns about. For example, istikhara. Our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah saw that many people had confusion, were confused about istikhara. What is istikhara? What is the reality of istikhara? So our respected Shaykh Hafidhah, in a very easy to understand manner, our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah has taken out and removed the misconceptions of istikhara and the reality of istikhara, Shaykh has explained. Another leaflet which Shaykh has produced is in regards to illness and black magic. Again, this is a topic that many people talk about, especially those people who come from the subcontinent. That what is black magic? What is the reality of black magic? In regards to this, our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah has written a leaflet. Many people have concerns about work, about earning a livelihood, earning for the family, sustenance. So once a few brothers or a brother came to our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah and asked, that I am going through some financial difficulty, I am looking for a job, what should I do? So our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah gave him some wonderful advices, and these advices have also been compiled. So on a regular basis, the Islamic Dawah Academy is producing different booklets, different leaflets, and together with that, the Islamic Dawah Academy also produces the monthly journal, Riyadul Jannah. Alhamdulillah, Riyadul Jannah is in its 24th year of publication, and in the Riyadul Jannah, the first part is the editorial of our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah. This is very highly treasured amongst its readers, not only by the laymen, but by the ulama as well. Our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah has been writing the editorial since 2005. And the respected Shaykh has touched upon so many topics, that if, inshallah, it is hoped that a day that all these editorials will be compiled. And believe my brothers that this will be an almanac for the ulama, that they will be able to base their Friday bayans on this. The number of topics and the diverse topics that our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah has touched upon, which are relevant to the Muslim Ummah today. So this Riyadul Jannah is in its 24th year of publication. In the late 1990s, our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah had the opportunity of presenting this Riyadul Jannah to the respected Mawlana Yusuf Dianwi Rahmatullah Ali. When our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah mentioned that this is the Riyadul Jannah, this is what we are producing and we intend to produce, and these are the reasons why we are producing this journal. So Mawlana Yusuf Dianwi Rahmatullah Ali, he gave a dua to our respected Shaykh. He said that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prolong and lengthen the life of this journal. And he said the reason for this is that he has seen in his lifetime that many Islamic journals, they start, they run for a few years and then they stop. They run for a few years and then they stop. Alhamdulillah, it seems that this dua of Mawlana Yusuf Dianwi Rahmatullah Alayhi has become a reality. We have reached the 24th year, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue the life of Riyadul Jannah so that people can benefit. So this is one of the ways that the Islamic Dawah Academy is imparting the teachings of Islam through publications. And I would just like to share with you that over the year, the number of booklets and the number of leaflets that the Islamic Dawah Academy produces, combined, the Islamic Dawah Academy, it distributes over 200,000 leaflets and booklets. People obtain them, people distribute them, the books and leaflets are distributed from the Islamic Dawah Academy from different programs. So everyone is requested that they obtain the leaflets and publications which are produced by the Islamic Dawah Academy, and they benefit from them. Even on your way out, inshallah, there will be literature sets which will be given, booklets, leaflets, and one of the topics which a new leaflet which the Islamic Dawah Academy has produced, it touches upon the topic that Mawlana Farhan Sahib mentioned in regards to indecency and the internet and the devices of today. That many people, they have fallen into this trap of doing indecent things when it comes to the internet. So how a person can avoid this, how a person can control this, how a person can do tawbah, repentance, and stop this poisonous illness in his life, in this leaflet, this is all covered. And together with that, there are other booklets which are going to be given as well, namely the Al-Mu'awwadhat and Al-Istighfar. These are two booklets which have been compiled by our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah. Al-Mu'awwadhat, in this booklet, it is a compilation of du'as. Our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah, a thought came to his mind that in many places in the glorious Qur'an and in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have asked us that we seek refuge in Allah from different things. We seek Allah in refuge in Allah from this illness. We seek refuge in Allah from a heavy debt, from different things. So our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah mentions, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are telling us that these are something very dangerous, this is something very harmful, so seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from these things. So these must be very highly treasured du'as. So all these du'as from the authentic books of hadith and from the glorious Quran have been compiled, and it has been named Al-Mu'awwadhat. So this will inshallah be also distributed after the program. Another book, Istighfar. So the respected Shaykh, all the words of istighfar, all the du'as related to istighfar which are mentioned in the glorious Quran, our respected Shaykh has compiled them. So that a person can seek repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis. And one point I would like to mention in regards to the booklet of istighfar, our respected Shaykh, many people when they come to him, and they come with different problems, different issues, our respected Shaykh, one of the things he mentioned is that do istighfar. Seek forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they come with different problems, seek forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there was an occasion that once a father came to our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah and mentioned that his daughter or his son, they are unable to have children. So the respected Shaykh Hafidhullah told him at that time that istighfar you should do on a regular basis. You should do in large numbers. So the Shaykh mentioned that from this time to this time, as far as I recall, it was between the Asr and Maghrib Salah, tell the husband and wife that they continue reading istighfar. At that time, this book had not been compiled. So the Shaykh said that tell them to continue reading istighfar. A few years later, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the glorious Quran that you should do istighfar in abundance. A few years later, approximately 8 years, the father contacted our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah and mentioned that my children have had a child. My daughter has had a child. And in regards to this, and we find many similarities in the life of our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah and in the lives of our pious predecessors and the great luminaries that have set foot on the face of this earth. Like our respected Maulana Farhan mentioned, that today we are saying that in the olden days people would say that I saw Maulana Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali, I saw Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali, I saw Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullah alayh. A time will come that we will also be saying to our own children, to the future generations, that we were able to see the blessed face of our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah. So, someone said to our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah that Hassan al-Bisri rahimahullah, once someone came to Hassan al-Bisri rahmatullah alayh and complained about that they were unable to have children. Someone else came and said that they are going through poverty. Different reasons that they came through, that they came with. And Hassan al-Bisri rahmatullah alayhi, he also said the same thing. And his mind went to the verse in Surah Nuh, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in different scenarios, different situations, what should you do? Istighfaran kathira. That seek abundance of istighfar. So Shaykh had not read this. And it was relayed to Shaykh afterwards that this is what he's mentioned. And this is not the only place. On many occasions, the Akabir have indicated and mentioned to our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah that many of the things that you mention in your speeches, in your bayans, in your booklets, we find them that we heard great luminaries say the same thing. Great luminaries say the same thing. So I was mentioning that one way or medium that the Islamic Dawah Academy is using in order to impart the teachings of Deen is through publications. So please utilize this and also pass on the literature to other brothers as well so they may benefit as well.